皆さんこんにちは、つつゆきこです。 Hello everyone, thank you for tuned and welcome to Japanese Music Quest Kutin Co-op Radio CJLY 93.5 FM in Nelson 107.5 FM in New Denver From the internet musicquest.jpn.org And I'm your host, Yukiko Tsutsui. We started with this opening theme, 学園天国by Finger Five. And Finger Five, they are described as the Japanese Jackson Five, and they're from the 70s. And 学園天国, I can translate as School Paradise. We will introduce many kinds of Japanese music, not only traditional, but also pop, rock, jazz, and lots of others. Today, I'd like to talk about Coming of Age Day, Japanese National Holiday.Actually, that was last week. I've got a special interview today from a Japanese woman in Nelson. Her name is Azumi Milligan from Hiroshima, Japan. Music and language are the best way to get to know about the culture. As I fell in love with North American culture, I hope you will be interested in Japan more and more. So please enjoy hottest Japanese music and culture for 60 minutes.それではこれから1時間日本の曲と楽しいトークにお付き合いください。The song was 学園天国. I would say that means school paradise. And actually, this song is very fun. They're singing, he likes one girl from his class, and he wants to sit next to her. And it depends on, you know, I can sit next to her or not, you know, I can't study instead or something like that. So he really wants to sit next to her in the desk. So yeah, this song is, had a really, really, really big hit and some people actually covered and still it's really famous in Japan. So anyway, today I'd like to, announce something. I started podcasting that just a few days ago, and if you would like to learn Japanese, that would be really good for you, I think, because this show I'm talking with Japanese, everything is Japanese, no English. Well, I think maybe a little bit of English because I'd like to have English lesson. So you can actually go to the website canadiantime.cisa.net. It's Canadian time. It's obviously canadiantime.seesaa.net. canadiantime.cisa.net. And actually, this website is Japanese. So maybe it's so hard to read, but I put English version link here, but actually this English version is really, really terrible translate. It's a, actually I think I need to write it down by myself. It's translated automatically through the website, so it doesn't make sense at all, just a little bit, but Yeah, I would like you guys to just to try to listen. Again, the website is canadiantime.cisa.net. canadiantime.cisa.net. And the show's title is Yukiko's Canadian Time. I think it's a little bit funny name, but for Japanese, it totally works. So on this show, I'm talking about my life in Canada and then the differences between Canada and Japan. And also, I'd like to put some English lesson and also my original music, possibly. So you can download to the iTunes and podcasting is basically you guys need to have a RSS feed. Well, you will see on the website. It's easy to subscribe on the iTunes. So again, my website is canadiantime.cisa.net. canadiantime.cisa.net. I hope you will enjoy it, even though I speak Japanese, on the whole show. But sometimes it's kind of nice, I think, to listen Japanese sounds. So please try that. Anyway, so I'd like to introduce hip-hop music, the beginning of the show. His name is Zebra, and actually spells a little bit different from the animal zebra. His spell is Zebra, Zebra. And he's born in Tokyo and grew up in Tokyo. And when he was young, he went to abroad to the United States while trying to become a professional tennis player, not a musician. Interesting. But he didn't become a tennis player, but he learned English at that time a lot. And he began his hip-hop career in 1993. And he's a quite famous, popular Japanese hip-hop artist. And this song, Shining Like a Diamond, he's featuring Sophia of Influence and Mei J. And this girl, Mei J, she's a really young Japanese R&B singer. He's actually pretty new, I think. And she just graduated from American school in 2007. And I think that'd be really good. And this girl, Mei J, she's not totally Japanese. She's kind of mixed. And she graduated American school. So obviously she's singing Japanese and English both. So let's listen to this song, Shining Like a Diamond, featuring Sophia of Influence and Mei J by Japanese hip-hop singer, hip-hop artist, Zebra.
Shining, まるでジュエリーストーン。眩しすぎ目がくらみ so much。恋人かつて超悩み so much。White, black, それともイエロー。High class, それともゲロー。Show those sexy slim. Come on girls, so let's begin. 誰が今夜の number one チェキなジュエリー。まるでハンボラン、時を忘れ。まるでネボラン、We're gonna party like you never had. All my boys in the house, fresh and clean. 全員 ready for a sexy day. 君らがいる絶対 party's up. Magazine, take a party shot. Let's go.
You shine, we shine all night. We've been shining like a diamond, and it feels alright. I shine, you shine, we shine all night. We're all living in the movie, starring in a short time.
What up, baby? Look
looking good in them jeans. Suki Ori on a brilliant green. Oh, then a dream girl, much too beautifully. Elite Ocean, on degree, Caribbean queen. Emerald Taco, it's different in bloom. Kagayaki on a umi bed of rendezvous. Me, you kai wo natte mo manzuku. Hara ga hetta ra vacance kanzuku. Yeah, hotoke nai gurai hatta ne. Hoka no yaro nigeru ni wa mottai ne. Ore wa cool, the time in a blue of fire. Yoru bi no kuchibiru, lights no fire. Sweet the liar, the pink daya. Yume demo iyo, kimi to itaya. Take me higher, like Mariah. Kimi to nara, ima demo aku retire.
You shine, you shine.
Up, shake the party. Kimi mo dress up, big na Barbie. Kira kira to hikaru lip the kagi. Hoka no yasu wa tiny suits, high casual, crocodile boots. Sore wa zenzen kyou mi nai. Kimi to haruki wa Vegas no show me da. You know, kimi ga jewelry, hichiban shiny. Psycho premium, hichiban stylish. Harry Cartier, yeah, I like them. Dakedo kimi ni kanawanai zen. Furikaete mi, tsune chigau yes. Hanayaka na bar de mo hikoki wa medatsu. Lights, camera set to okay. Sasou to haruku red carpet. Come on.
You shine, we shine.
The song was Shining Like a Diamond, featuring Sophia of Influence and Mei J, the Japanese hip-hop artist Zebra. And I actually didn't introduce Sophia of Influence. He is a Japanese MC. And what is interesting thing is he's artist, but he's businessman, and he's also working as a musician. So yeah, and this song is come from 2007, and from the album World of Music by Zebra. So on next corner, I'd like to talk about Japanese national holiday, Coming Age Day. So please stay tuned. Japanese Music West, Kutnikop Radio, 93.5 FM in Nelson. You are listening to Kutnikop Radio, 93.5 FM in Nelson. www.kutnikopradio.com on the internet. And this is Japanese Music West. I'm your host, Yukiko Tsutsui. And today, I'd like to talk about Japanese national holiday, one of the Japanese national holidays, which it called Coming of Age Day. In Japan, we say Seijin no Hi. And actually, it was last Monday, that was, I believe it was January 12th. And what we do on this day is, January, usually, it was established as a national holiday in, basically, it was established as a national holiday in 1948. And at that time, Seijin no Hi, coming of age day, was settled at January 15th every year. But they changed the system and, yeah, in 1999, as a result of the Happy Monday system, Happy Monday system, it's kind of funny system name, but Seijin no Hi, this day changed to move to its current date of the second Monday in January. And in Seijin no Hi, on turning 20, in Japan, on turning 20, it's a really important age in Japan. One is recognized as an adult. The age of 20 is a really important juncture when one is granted full rights as a citizen, and beginning with the right to vote. And drinking and smoking are also approved from this age in Japan, age 20s. Well, but really, you know, we can even buy alcohol or cigarettes from vending machine in Japan, right? So I believe young people started a little bit earlier than that age. Well, yeah. So legally, turning 20 is really important in Japan. I mean, starting alcohol while drinking and smoking are approved. And the age of this Seijin no Hi, we have ceremony to celebrate when we turn to 20. And Seijin Shiki, this ceremony called Seijin Shiki, covers all those who reach this age during the current school year, which runs between April and the following March. So in Japan, basically, we start school year from April, not like September here, April to the following March. And we don't have a long summer holiday, so it's kind of intense. And then ceremony is generally held in the morning at each local city. And all young adults who maintain residency in area are invited to attend. And the government officials give long speeches and small presents are handed out to the new adults. And not every city has this Seijin Shiki, coming age ceremony on January second Monday of January. Sometimes, for example, North area, January, second week of January, they still have lots of snow, so they don't want to have that ceremony in the very cold weather, right? So sometimes they do in May or even August. So it depends on which city you live, but generally we have in January, like last Monday. This year, last Monday was January 12th. So I kind of remember I had a Seijin Shiki coming age ceremony. Well, it's kind of a long time ago. But they have a little bit of a problem because even they called adult, 20 is still very young. And people get crazy on this day, like drinking or, you know, partying and stuff. And the good thing is many women celebrate this day by wearing furisode, Japanese traditional kimono style. And the furisode is a this style of kimono with long sleeves. Maybe some of you guys already seen this style of kimono. It has long sleeve and, you know, that drape down. And most are, we don't really usually wear that kind of kimono, you know, for casual wear. So most of us can't wear by myself, by ourselves. So we need to go to beauty salon to dress and set hairstyle, set their hair. And it's really expensive to buy that kimono furisode. It's unbelievably expensive. Some people actually buy it. And I believe most of people is most of people just rent those kimono rather than, you know, being bought especially for this occasion. And men sometimes also wear traditional dress, but usually men just wear suits. Sometimes men wear dark kimono with it called hakama, but it's not really, really common. Just women dressed up very traditionally. And some men wear traditional, but most of the men just wear suits or something. And yeah, after the ceremony, those young adults often gather in groups and just go for a party and drink a lot, hang out, having fun. And yeah, it's kind of, in other words, it's just a crazy day, I would say. But it is really fun day. I still remember. And that's kind of, yeah, good occasion to get together from the school friends, high school friends, or even from the junior high school or elementary, because same age, you know, the group get together on that day in one place. So that's really good occasion, especially if you're out of the town, out of the city. We're going to get together on the original residence area. So, yeah, that was last week, last Monday in Japan. So I wonder how young people got crazy on that day. That'd be really interesting. So now I'd like to play one song here. And then it's not Japanese song. They called Lester Quinzo. And the title, this song title is So Here We Are, from the album, actually same name, So Here We Are.
So here we are, a dream come true, to attain the unattainable, is all I wanted from you. Love is not a crime. They say that love is blind.
That was a song called So Here We Are by Canadian artist Lester Quitzow. And this is actually from the album, the same title, So Here We Are. And on next corner, I will play the interview which I got today from Japanese woman in Nelson. So please stay tuned.
Japanese Music West, Kudnikop Radio, 93.5 FM in Nelson.
And welcome back to Japanese Music West. You are listening to Kudnikop Radio, 93.5 FM in Nelson. From the internet, www.kudnikopradio.com. I'm your host, Yukiko Tsutsui. And now I'd like to introduce you guys, Japanese woman. I just got interviewed this afternoon at the Ellison Market. And she moved to Silicon Valley from Vancouver. And she moved to Canada, she said, 11 years ago. So actually, she's lived here quite a long. So I asked her, you know, which part in Japan where she's from, and a little bit of that city's introduction and stuff. So please, yeah, I hope you guys enjoy this. Here you go. Oh, I didn't say her name here. Her name is Azumi Milligan. So here we are in Ellison's Market, and I got a special guest, Azumi. Hello, how are you today?
Fine, thanks. How are you, Yuki?
Good, good. So, Azumi, can you introduce yourself just briefly?
Yeah, I came to Canada 11 years ago.
11 years ago?
Yeah. Then I, originally, I came here for the working holiday, with a working holiday visa.
Uh-huh.
Then I started to work a little bit in Vancouver. Then, like, I met my husband.
Nice.
Then I got married, I guess, got a kid. And
how many kids do you have?
I have three kids.
Nice.
Yep. Then we lived in Vancouver for, like, I guess, 10 years or more. Then we decided to move to this area. Actually, I live in Silicon Valley, not in Nelson.
How come you guys decided to move here?
Well, we have a lot of friends in here in Silicon Valley. We just fell in love in here. Like, just we loved here and just we wanted to move, but we couldn't just move right away because we hesitated to just leave a city and just everything was going to change and we just kind of not sure, but we just wanted to move because it's for our kids' life, for our kids' futures. Mm-hmm. And just beautiful here, just best for the kids and for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Azumi, which part are you from in Japan?
I'm from Hiroshima.
Hiroshima? Yeah. Wow, that's a really historical place.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and?
So what do you do here? Your husband and
I usually look after kids at home, and my husband's actually he's trying to start a new business in Silicon Valley.
Oh yeah,
yes. I don't know. I should say this right now, but
maybe it's just still.
Yeah, but he's still just he's working on it, but okay. He's trying to do a new business in Silicon Valley. Yeah, then we just. Live just low, like we're not really, you know, living really
wealthy.
No, yeah, so we just get by and just but we're just happy and live mm-hmm. in a beautiful place in Sokan, and kids are happy, and then the schools are beautiful,
nice
people, and you know, great communities. Yeah, we're just pretty happy and just moved from Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so. Well, topic is a little bit go back, but can you tell us about your hometown, Hiroshima? Maybe you left there, you said 11 years ago?
Yes. Well, I went back to Japan once, like maybe once a couple of years. But Hiroshima is a beautiful city, and there's mountains and rivers and oceans close by. And there's a lot of the atomic bomb happened, and so like the museum there, and a lot of people's coming visit, you know, museum and see what happened before in Hiroshima.
Do you know somebody actually had experience from the war?
Yeah, actually, my parents were in Hiroshima, but not in the middle of the city.
Uh-huh.
So it's a little away, but they were in Hiroshima area. Mm-hmm. So they actually, my grandmother saw the, the clouds that after that, you know, called mushroom clouds.
Uh-huh.
That's after the bomb hit the ground, is, you know, the big clouds are so, you know, the skies, and my grandmother felt the wind came after the
crazy
bombs, and is, yeah, she saw from a little away from the city, but she saw it, and yeah,
but they're all fine.
Yeah, my grandmother passed away like 10 years ago, but she just, they're fine.
So they lived far from there.
Yeah, they
obviously
were actually, they were living, and they have houses in middle of Hiroshima. They are just away.
Uh-huh.
They just went away.
Oh,
they just didn't know, you know, what's going to happen.
So
or not, but
lucky,
just
then.
So lucky, so they just survived.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
So obviously you're not from the city. You're from more like local side of Hiroshima.
Yeah, actually, my parents are living in middle, like not downtown, but it's in the city, like Hiroshima City. Yeah.
Cool. So how do you think compared to Vancouver and Slocum? It's so different. But
Vancouver and Slocum?
Yeah.
Or just so different. Just people is just different. Just beautiful, and just natures and people just helping each other, you know, to live in a nice community, like I said before. Yeah, just that's a big, like, one of the reasons we wanted to move from Vancouver, because of Vancouver getting bigger, and just it's just too much crime and just shooting and gangsters.
Really?
Yes, all over the place now. We felt like, oh, we can't live here anymore. You know, like our kids, you know, for our kids and for ourselves, and just we are just so stressed to live in Vancouver. Just, it's a lot of nice people in Vancouver too, but you know, just we just couldn't stand anymore. Just too much stress, too much traffic. Yeah, all things like stressed for us. So like we just so happy here, just less stress. You know, yeah, we're just pretty happy to land it here.
Nice. So really nice to meet you here.
So that I met you, Yuki, and here, and just was so happy to see Japanese people here too.
Mm-hmm.
Some Japanese communities. Yeah, that was just so great.
Not so many Japanese here, so that's so, you know, lucky to have like you.
Definitely. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And also, this program is about Japanese music. So, do you have something favorite music from Japan?
I don't really listen to J-pop and stuff, but
you left 11 years ago, so
right, but I like old Japanese music. Old Japanese music, like I like kind of traditional music, like you hear like Okinawa music and stuff. I like that. Yeah,
Hiroshima is kind of close to Okinawa, not very close, but closer. My hometown is Akita. It's up north, so
I'm actually planning to go to Okinawa when, you know, next month I'm going back to Japan.
It's kind of interesting thing, because Okinawa is kind of a little bit different from, you know, original Japanese culture.
Actually, yes, true. Yeah, it's a used to be different art, like different than Japan.
Ryukyu Island. So, but still, lots of Japanese love Okinawa's culture. Instead of Japanese traditional song, you know, they prefer to listen Okinawa's traditional song. I don't know. Lots of people actually like Okinawa's kind of scale, like melody.
Yeah, I love those instruments. Okinawa that you play.
Sanshin.
The sanshin. Yes.
Yeah. So I will look for something Okinawa, you know, music from Okinawa. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I want to listen to that music. I don't know that's Okinawan song, but it's called Hana. Is it Okinawan song? Hana? Oh, no, Hana.
Hana, 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 yeah. Hana? It's Okinawan song.
Oh, no. Can I request that song?
I will look for it.
Can you look for it for me?
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, Nazumi. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
And that was an interview from Azumi Milligan. Thank you so much, Azumi. I just got this interview this afternoon. And she just moved to Silicon Valley from Vancouver. And she has 3 sons, I think. 3 or 4? I believe 3, right? And it's really, I don't know how to say, her grandma and her grandparents had an atomic bomb. It's really, it's really horrifying. And she said her grandparents just, at that time, just moved to other place. Actually, they were living in middle of Hiroshima, but just before the atomic bomb, they, you know, went to some other places. So they were safe. But if they're still in the middle of the city, I can't even imagine. It's just a really terrifying story, but it is so important to remember those sad history. So I'm really happy to have an interview from Azumi today. And from her request, this song called Hana. Actually, I played this song a couple of times on this show, and this is really, really lovely, beautiful song. It's really, really popular from Okinawa Island. And the artist, his name is Shokichi Kina. And from the Okinawa Island, they have original instrument. Well, I talked about this instrument a lot in this show, but that instrument called sanshin. So you can hear the sanshin instrument. It's a 3-string instrument from this song. And it's called hana. And hana means flowers. So the song is saying you have, every person have their own flower inside yourself. So it's just a beautiful lyrics, beautiful melody. So let's listen to this song, Hana, that means flowers, by Japanese Japanese artist from Okinawa, Shokichi Kina.
Sakasoyo. つの日か花を咲かす泣きなさい花を咲かそう
That was 花 by Japanese artist Shokichi Kina and 花 means flowers.And this is this song from Okinawa Island. And actually, we couldn't hear the sanshin instrument on this song. I think this is a different arrangement. Sorry about that. I wanted to listen to the sanshin instrument on the song, but on this arrangement, it doesn't have. Anyway.So on next corner, I'd like to have just short Japanese lessons, so please stay tuned.
Japanese Music West, Kutnikop Radio, 93.5 FM in Nelson.
You've been listening to Kutni Corp Radio 93.5 FM in Nelson. And welcome back to Japanese Music Quest. I'm your host, Yukiko Tsutsui. And I'd like to have a short Japanese lesson here. Last week, I introduced this phrase. 今、何をしていますか? 今、何をしていますか? Do you remember? That was really short, so maybe...You don't remember this time. This phrase is, what are you doing now? What are you doing now? 今, that means now. 何を, what? And actually, are you, we usually omit if the person is obviously in front of you or through the phone. And if the person is, you know, like a somebody, like she or he,We put that noun, but we usually omit the you or I, something like that. So in this Japanese phrase, we don't have are you. So 今, now, 何を, what? していますか? Doing. What are you doing now? 今, 何をしていますか? Would you like to try? Please repeat after me.今、何をしていますか?今、何をしていますか?今、何をしていますか? And that means, what are you doing now? What are you doing now? Did you get it? So, next week...Let's practice how do you answer the question. For example, I'm listening to the radio now, or I'm working now. So I am something in. I am doing something. I am listening to. I am working. We're going to practice that phrase on next week. So today we did, what are you doing now? 今何をしていますか? What are you doing now?今、何をしていますか? Okay, so that's all for today's lesson. So please continue practicing Japanese. Well, thank you so much for listening to Japanese Music Quest, Kutni Corp Radio. Today, we will say goodbye with this tune.This tune called Every Part of the Animal. And they are from Vancouver, I believe, Uzume Taiko Ensemble. And from their album, Every Part of the Animal. So thank you so much. And thank you for today's interview, Azumi Milligan. That was really good to know you. Actually, we met just a few days ago, or a few weeks ago, actually. So, yeah. Let's see you again on next week, on Tuesday. So, どうもありがとう。さよなら。来週またお会いしましょう。つつゆきこでした。バイ。